Okay, so I'm here with Earl Lape. And again, as you had said earlier, you're a lifelong resident of the Dubuque area.
Yes.
Always lived there. And because you live in the area, you regularly buy your tickets at Eichmann's, is that right?
Yeah, I find it. I live like 5 miles from Eichmann's.
So it's a regular stop for you as you're buying snacks or getting the newspaper or anything that you need there?
Well, it's a gas station too. I get gas there more than anything.
So as we were talking earlier, I said think back. So it was April Fool's Day and you still bought tickets. So what was running through your mind as you were buying lottery tickets on April Fool's Day?
It's like any other Saturday. It's just like, if I'm lucky, I'm lucky. If I'm not, I'm not.
And?
Well, I got lucky finally.
So the drawing was on Saturday. You didn't hear anything on Saturday. You went to bed Saturday, and then Sunday morning came, and you said someone called, and what did they tell you?
That I had to go see Stacy at Eichmann's, and I'm like, why? And they're like, you won the lottery, and I'm like, yeah, it's April Fool's. I thought Sausage was scamming me.
But you went to Eichmann's.
And she smiled, and she says, give me your ticket. I already signed it, and I give her it, and you either win or...
What was going through your head at that moment?
I thought it was a joke.
It was because I talked to you that day, and I just remember you were completely nonplussed. You just said, I got to go get something to eat. I don't want to talk to you today.
Oh, actually, I was thirsty. I wanted to get something to drink.
Well, okay, there is that. So that all happened, and then you have spent several days now doing exactly what we always ask winners to do, which is making a plan for the money. So you've talked about you're going to invest it. You want to invest it wisely. Can you tell me about that?
I really don't know what to say. It's just I can blow the money like a lot of people.
You want it to last, and you want it to make a difference, right? And tell me about you. I think you're doing something really honorable. You've talked about wanting to help with children's issues. So can you tell me about what your thoughts are there?
Well, a lot of parents don't have money, and a lot of insurance companies don't cover them. So, you know, like Iowa and
Blind Children's Hospital
and like Shriners, stuff like that for kids.
Because the kids still need treatment, even if their families are hard-pressed for money.
Yeah.
So it was the day after April Fool's Day. Your best buddy, Randy, is with you. You've been friends for 50-plus years. Did you call him right away when you won?
Waited until 8 o'clock or something when I called him.
And what was his reaction?
I can't say over the air.
He might have said that you were not telling the truth. Is that the polite way to put it?
Yeah.
Randy, tell me what was running through your mind when Earl called you.
I just didn't believe him at first. I didn't believe him that Sunday night till the next morning, and I started to believe him after I started seeing some things.
And he stuck to the story, right?
And he stuck to it, and usually don't.
If he's pulling your leg, right?
Right. That's a lot of times.
So you started to see information online saying...
Yeah, I think after that Monday, I think I started believing him. And I talked to him a few times that day, and he stuck to the story. So I thought, well, it might be true.
I'm not sure what that says about you, Earl. That's funny.
We can't say it on the radio.
It says you like to joke around. That's what I think. So
we're agitators. We agitate each other.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's true.
Tell me, you were in the process of buying a house before you won the lottery. So can you tell me about that?
My girlfriend passed away, and I the kids wanted to sell the house, and I figured since I'm retired, I might as well go to the bank and see if they'd give me a loan. And they're like, yeah. So I'm like, fine. And we're going through the process now of buying it, and her son actually asked me if I really wanted the house now, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice memory, isn't it? Uh-huh. And you said you have a four-legged companion who gets to stay in their home now, right?
Yep.
Is this a big dog?
Only 124 pounds.
I think that qualifies as a big dog.
She's a big puppy.
Oh, I think that's a beautiful thing, Earl.